Usually, when we want to know the size of a piece of land today, we just pull up a satellite map, right? We expect instant precision.
Yeah, we just let orbiting computers do all the heavy lifting for us.
Right, but if you step back into the early Canadian frontier, that satellite is replaced by a young girl in the back of an ox cart, just staring at a colored rag tied to a wooden wheel.
Which is a pretty wild image.
It really is. Welcome to a special deep dive into your own family records today. We're drawing from Onward to the Unknown to explore the life of your ancestor, Alma Marie.
She was the eldest child of Moise and Sophie.
Exactly. And her journey alongside her husband, Henri Alain, is, well, it's this incredible window into the raw industrial evolution of the early West.
It really is. I mean, Alma's life was defined by extreme geographic shifts from literally day one.
Right, because she was born in Winnipeg, right, in 1883.
Yeah, but just 2 years later, the 1885 Northwest Rebellion broke out.
Yeah, it was this massive armed conflict between the Métis people and the Canadian government over land rights. So, to avoid the violence, her family had to literally flee all the way to the Rocky Mountains before eventually settling in Jackfish Lake.
So she grew up constantly on the move, surrounded by, total uncertainty. And being the eldest of 15 children, she was put to work really early.
Oh, absolutely. Which brings us back to that ox cart you mentioned.
I am still trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
It's essentially pioneer surveying technology. She would sit in the cart and just count the revolutions of a wheel that had a rag tied to a spoke.
Right, because it was a vital mathematical task. I mean, there were no established roads or professional surveyors out there.
You had to map your own boundary.
Exactly. So if you know the exact circumference of that wooden wheel and you multiply it by the number of times that rag completes a circle.
You get your exact acreage.
Yes. She was physically measuring her family's future, just, one rotation at a time.
The grueling patience that must have required from a kid is staggering. I mean, most adults today would lose count after, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, for sure. But that intense childhood discipline really forged her. By the time she married Henri Alain in 1907, she was more than prepared for the next phase.
Right. Transitioning from basic frontier survival to running a sprawling agricultural enterprise in Delmas.
Yeah, and they were major innovators, too. By 1914, Henri and his brother Arthur brought the very first threshing outfit to the district. It was a 1020 Mogul engine.
Let's pause there for a second, because people hear the word engine and they just imagine like a standard modern tractor.
Right, not even close.
No. These early threshing machines were massive, heavy iron beasts. They separated the grain from the stalks, and they were the absolute beating heart of a farm's economy.
And they required a small army to operate. Henri actually built this massive brick and wood house just to anchor the operation.
While Alma essentially acted as the logistics director, which I really want to push back on the romanticized picture we all have of pioneer farming.
The whole quiet, lonely cabin on the prairie thing.
Exactly. It wasn't like that for her. Alma was basically running the catering, housing, and logistics for a heavy machinery startup.
That is a great way to put it.
During threshing season, she was managing a household that fed 22 working men every single day.
Yeah, so they have this wildly successful operation. They're wealthy by local standards. But then in 1928, they pack up their 8 children and move to the raw, unforgiving bush country of Vallardville.
Starting completely from scratch, why on earth would they abandon a booming farm for the middle of nowhere?
Well, the land in Delmas was becoming depleted, and Henri had this grand vision of securing massive, untouched tracts of land for his sons to eventually inherit.
Oh, so he wanted to build an even bigger dynasty.
Exactly. So they load up a train with 3 boxcars of goods and a flat car of machinery. But they made a critical error. They forgot to properly block the flat car.
Wait, block it? You mean wedging heavy wooden blocks under the wheels so the machinery doesn't roll during transit?
Yes. And because they didn't wedge those wheels, the shifting momentum of the train caused their massive Case 110 steam engine to just roll. It tipped completely over onto the tracks. And this thing weighed over 20 tons.
Are you kidding? That machine is the core of their entire livelihood. If you lose the steam engine, you can't harvest, you can't thresh, you basically can't make money.
It was a massive financial risk. It would have bankrupted a lesser family, honestly.
So what did they do?
They brought in a specialized railway wrecker, righted the massive iron beast, and just kept going.
Wow.
Yeah. They arrived in Vallardville, which Alma later summarized as having nothing but bush, mud, and mosquitoes.
And no power or telephones either, right?
Not until 1959, they just carved out a new empire in the bush.
That is wild. from doing geometric land calculations in a bumpy ox cart to feeding a small army of farmhands to watching their entire financial future literally tip over on a train track and just shrugging it off.
AMA lived through an astonishing era of industrial evolution, that's for sure.
And that incredible resilience is directly in your bloodline.
They adapted to whatever the frontier threw at them, using whatever tools were available.
Which really leaves us with something to think about. We've talked a lot about physical endurance today, you know, mud, steam, and heavy iron.
The physical frontier.
Right. But looking ahead at the rapid leaps in artificial intelligence and shifting social landscapes today, how might that inherited pioneer adaptability help you navigate the invisible digital frontiers of the 21st century?